7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Okay, here we go. Eugen Turundalos. And that means the current time is 1930 UTC. And that, of course, in turn means that we need to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. What was I saying? Hi, my name is Tobe. Chairman, Dubious Goals Committee, blah, blah, blah. Here I am. Rock you like a hurricane. Okay, so I'm just now walking into the forest here at Herrenhaven. It's another slightly warm day. It's about the same as yesterday. It's almost 10 degrees. But it's not as sunny. And suddenly the wind started picking up. There was no wind at my house. I got in the car, said, hey, let's go outside. And then I got here, started noticing it was windy, thought about going somewhere else, and then thought, no, this is probably the best place to be in the wind. And so here we are at Herrenhaven today. And I'm just entering the forest, and I'm looking up into the trees where we know our owl likes to hang out. Sun's coming out a little bit now. It's partly cloudy. Looking for owls. Don't see any. Anyway, it was a really nice day yesterday, as you'll remember. And after we got done doing Dubious Goals Committee, I don't even remember where we went. Oh, we were out at Tranquility, right? Yeah. Well, that wasn't all I did last night, or yesterday. After Dubious Goals Committee, I drove across the street and went down into the, into the heron zone. But I didn't go very far because it was muddy and I didn't want to, get trapped. So I just hung out there for a few minutes looking for birds. I didn't see much of anything. And then I decided to come here. And I was here at Herrenhaven for an hour and saw nothing, except for a couple of ducks. And then I went home, and I ate food, and then I went back out. I decided to go to the creek. So I went down to the creek, and I didn't see anything. There was a lot of kids hanging out in the creek, so it was noisy. I think I might have seen something. And I smelled something again, but didn't see anything. I'm going to walk across the land bridge here and just start heading out to the blind. We're going to skip the boardwalk today, I think. And we're going to skip any beaver damage. All of the ponds look like they're completely thawed. The dragonfly pond, big wind. The dragonfly pond was thawed and looked very full. The billabong is quacky mixed snacks. The billabong is all thawed. And we got two mallards out there, a male and a female. And the sun's coming out, and it's reflecting off male mallard's head, and he's looking super green and shiny. Super green. Do we want to go over there? I guess we could go over there. Let's go see what he's doing. Okay, Mrs. Mallard has hopped up onto a log. Hey, what was that sound? There's somebody running around back here. Is it just a little bird? Is it a squirrel? Yeah, Mrs. Mallard is now chilling out on the log. Mr. Mallard is just serenely floating nearby in a very duck-like manner. Now, what made all these funny skittery sounds over here? Is there a dude over here? And that was the weird thing. Yesterday, I saw no dudes. And when I was at Heron Haven yesterday, I drove up Turkey Street. Did not see a single damn turkey. So basically, the long and the short of it is, I spent a lot of time yesterday looking for dudes. And how many dudes did I find? Absolutely zero. A strange day to be certain. All right, I'm walking around the end of Frog Harbor here. Okay, looking down into Frog Harbor, way down there, I can see some geese. There's a pair of Canadas down there. Looking into the water. What do I see? Anything? Not a damn thing. Shadow above me. What was that? Huh. Looking around. Something flew over, but I didn't see who it was or where he went. What else was I going to say? Yesterday, down in the creek, I did see a golf ball. The golf course was open. I walked down there and I saw people. I thought it was just people walking their dogs, and I'd realize, no, those people have golf bags. And I thought, oh, maybe people are sneaking in some rounds of golf. That'd be hilarious. And then I was able to see that, no, the gates are open. The gates are open, and so there was cars in the parking lot, and people were legitimately golfing. The golf ball I saw was just a white golf ball. It was across the water in some mud, no interest in that whatsoever. And so la-di-da. And you know, I just realized I said that I saw no dudes yesterday. I might have seen one. When I was at the creek and I was getting ready to leave, I heard a slight bird disturbance and little birds came shooting across out of the creek and sort of overhead. And then I saw what was chasing them, except I couldn't tell what it was. They were kind of far away. It wasn't a huge raptor. It was kind of small. It might have been a small owl. Well, we're in the big wind area now. This is not good. Where is this wind coming from? Anyway, heading out to the big blind. You know, I think this show might have to return indoors. I'm already tired of the wind. So yeah, I might have seen something. There was a small bird chasing other birds. It was a short, little, sort of chubby bird, which would lead me to believe that it was an owl. Okay, here we go. Into the blind. Nothing. We got some geese. Got some geese on Goose Island. We got no turtles on the log. Oh no, we got one turtle. One little turtle on the turtle log. We got some geese way out. There's no ice anymore. Stick my head out here, look for some herons close by. Any other interesting birds out here? I do not immediately see any herons or anybody of that nature. All right. So it's a little slow at Heron Haven. Who's that over there? Is that a dude? Is that a ducky? No. Okay, well, I don't know about you kids, but I'm already tired of the wind. I'm going to leave the blind here and start heading back in the direction I came. Don't know what else I want to check, see what's going on. I kind of want to check out the Mulhall's property, of course, because it's nice and flooded and gaining more water as we speak. Boy, I was checking it out yesterday, and you can no longer go around the temporary pond. The flooding is so bad now that, yeah, it's gonna get crazy. I'm starting to have questions. My questions are, one, does anybody know that this is happening other than me? Question two, is this being done intentionally? You know, this property hasn't been used in a year or two. This property belongs to the large nursery concern that is across the street. And they usually use it to temporarily house, hey, what was that bird up there? To temporarily house shrubbery and small trees. I need to get on the other side of this tree so I can see what bird just flew up into that. What is going on over there? Who that bird is? Oh, I sees him. It's not an owl, but he seems like a very lovely bird. Hey, what is that guy? What the hell kind of bird is that? The hell kind of bird is that? Nothing too exotic. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, the flooding. And then last night I had an idea, I had a thought that had not yet occurred to me, and that is, what if this is being done on purpose? What if somebody said, yeah, leave it beaver dammed and just let it flood? It'll be more nature. And I thought to myself, okay, that's an interesting theory, but hole, poking holes in my theory. And then I said to myself, but what if this property was finally gifted to Herrenhaven? And that's the other thing. You know, being as this property is just, you know, encircled by Herrenhaven, I remember back in the day, Ione Werthmann, the lady who started all this, she was trying to get that property out of him. And I'm approaching it now, actually, as some geese fly in. Honkity honk. Let's go see if there's any ducks out here in the floodland. I want to see some duckies. Okay. What do you think? Wood ducks? What do we got out here? I can see water. I can see plants and grass. Where's my... What? There's no duckies out here? I'm disappointed. Wow. The water's getting high. Is this being flooded intentionally? Has this property finally been donated to Herrenhaven? And then the Herrenhaven people said, hey, let's just flood it. I'm sort of out of the loop these days. Ever since the corona, I don't know who's in charge of this place anymore. It used to be Sam. I don't think Sam is the active president anymore. Actually, I know he's not. So I don't know who's running things. I don't know what's going on. But that's cool. I don't need to know. I'm walking back into the forest. So yeah, I was thinking last night, maybe... just a maybe, This is all being flooded intentionally. More wetlands with more water. More water for quacks. For our quack buddies. Oh, here's a little honky honk guy. Hi, I hear you honking to me. It's one of those little honk birds. He's hiding now. I saw a lot of these little birds yesterday too. Tiny little birds that say, ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. And I talk to them. And I say to them, ha 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 ha. Alright, so here we are. Coming back to the entrance of our little forest here. And what am I thinking? What am I thinking? Do I want to go home? Do I want to go home and just play some music for all you fine folks? I don't know what I feel like doing. But I'm going to think about it. I'm back at the dragonfly pond. It's very full. It's very lovely. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to plug in the MP3 player here. Or the other pocket. Let's plug in the old MP3 player. And why don't you listen to this while I decide what we're going to do. And I want to move the town to the Glass City Rocker. You need a little jump of electrical shocker. Better leave town if you only want a knocker. Nothing than the pressure of the Glass City Rocker. See the red light go down the escalator. Now listen to the tube train accelerator. When you realize that you've got to have a brother. Now this pressure's gonna knock you out sooner or later. So don't complain. I'm like I used to.
ich heiße Mike und bin ein scharfer Rückgratzerstampfer. Wollen wir beide Freunde sein?
Negativ.
Hot for you, baby. I'm a pickle beet. I'm red but not embarrassed. And I am good with meat. Of course I make an excellent borscht. And I'm hot for you, baby.
I am hot for you, baby. Okay, so here we are, so just sitting around in my house once again. I decided to just drive home because once I sort of got back in the car and was driving, I realized, man, the wind is really picking up. However, I did drive up Turkey Street, and I did see maybe four or five turkeys under that pine tree when you just sort of drive in there and you okay, well, yeah, you've never seen it. Why am I trying to describe it? Regardless, I saw some turkeys, so that made me happy. And then as I was coming home, I started noticing that all my neighbors' flags on all the flagpoles were standing straight out. The wind has really, really picked up. Absolute insanity. So now I gotta figure out what the hell it is I'm gonna do. What am I gonna do? You know, I was sort of actually thinking about turning on some synth. But cat. See, when I got home, the cat was just chilling out. She was just chilling out over there and looked like she was going to start dozing off. But then, yeah, no. Now she's walking around. Now where the hell did she go? Now I don't even know where she is. Maybe we could kind of get over there, do some synth. I don't know. What the hell? Should we try it? Yeah. Okay, yeah, let's just do it. And of course that means I need to now move over here. Uh-oh, here the hell, here comes the cat. Oh, crap. Okay, she's climbing up onto the kitty condo, so maybe she's gonna pretend that I don't exist. Okay. We got some synth. We got all kinds of synth. Where's this one? Oh, Tobe, why do you have such weird synth all the time? Well, because synth is weird to begin with, isn't it? And to begin with synth, we have to has a beat. Yeah, okay. Sounds very beaty. But we need more stuff. I'm gonna put the microphone down. Crunchy. Yeah, can you hear me hitting those keys? Click, click, click. Being weird. What the hell? What the hell's going on? What happened to my level? Now I gotta mess with all these goddamn cables. Okay, we're back. Thank you. What's up? You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. It's 1930, whatever, not it's over. I don't know what the hell's going on. I also don't care because I just want to go eat some food.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.